This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah! They thought they could take America down. They thought they could have a G7 summit in Canada and rub America's face in the dirt. And Trump said, no! America will lead the world, not your globalist confab of a bunch of cronies who want to sell humanity down the drain. Now, I'm fired up today. And President Trump is fired up today, and Alex Jones is fired up today on this Friday, June 8th, 2018. We now go live to Alex Jones on the road. Alex, how refreshing is it to see a president that essentially flips the bird to the globalists at the G7 summit?
That's right. Coming up in the next segment, we will play the clip as he was going out to Marine One helicopter to take off to the G7. And he pointed out that he tried to play nice with Trudeau. He tried to play nice with Macron and others, but he tore into him and said, listen, Russia should be in the G7, back to G8. They were taken out 5 years ago by Obama and the globalists, whether you like it or not. This is the only place Trump's been behind on. He was ahead of it during the campaign, the clear alliance that the Patriots in the Pentagon, there's bad guys there too. There's three different factions, really, but there's two dominant ones. The Patriots in the Pentagon, so we should link up with Russia. They've got incredible resources, four times our landmass, more resources than even Africa. They've become a Christian nation. They've got lower taxes than us. We should link up. But geographically, we'll control the whole planet. We can stop communist China. We can block the giant Islamic invasion, but basically the globalist plan. But no, 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 that's why the whole Russiagate thing had to start, was to basically block the illegal spying they were doing on Trump and to sit there and project that Russia was the enemy, not communist China that the globalists are allied with. So Trump now, for a year and a half, the only place he's really been lacking is that he allowed them to basically put him into a position where normally a U.S. president within 1 month of being in office would have met with the leader of Mexico, the leader of Canada, the leader of the U.K., then China, then Russia. That's generally the order of importance or so, because you first meet with your regional neighbors. But no, that's not happened. Over a year and a half after this historic time of him being in office, always saying, oh, I'll meet with him in a month, I'll meet with him in a month. It's never happened. Because of the optics, but now with the big peace deal with Kim Jong-un already arriving in Singapore, ahead of that coming up with the Bilderberg Group and the EU in so much trouble, with Trump approvals ratings surging even in staged polls, with the economy coming back, with all these great things that are happening, with double-digit gains with black Americans supporting Trump, with all of these exciting things happening, Trump feels the confidence now to throw down the gauntlet and basically call out the whole criminal cabal inside the FBI, to call out the illegal spying, to call out the situation with Russia and say it's time for Russia to be back in the G7, making it the G8. It's time to actually start building a constructive future. So peace is breaking out. The globalists have a worldwide strategy of tension. That's the scientific, military, industrial complex, geopolitical parlance or nomenclature. They want a strategy of global tension, crises, so that they can keep humanity under their control instead of having a world based on constructive economic systems moving forward. Still, there'll be military issues. There'll still be all sorts of problems. But humanity faces so many big problems that if we don't focus together and really work together as individual nations, but with common goals that we aspire through a free market of ideas for, most top analysts agree that we will not become a type 1 civilization, meaning non-viable outside of this planet, and probably destroying ourselves, or at least knocking ourselves back into a new dark age. So, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have decided on a post-industrial world for 99% of us and a breakaway civilization for themselves. They decided on neo-feudalism as a way of control. That is now being rejected across the planet with elections this week all over the world, in Canada, in Germany, in Italy, everywhere. Super hardcore patriots that talk just like yours truly, that talk just like Donald Trump, that talk just like Ron Paul. We are literally taking the planet back right now, intellectually, culturally, militarily, and the vampires are in full panic mode.
All right, when we come back on the other side, it's going to be Alex Jones breaking it all down for you, and then a loaded show with guests all day long. It's all Americana all day.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I think everybody can feel the energy right now, the human energy, the energy of liberty rising worldwide here on this Friday, June 8th, 2018. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be going to Alex Jones here just momentarily, but loaded schedule for you. Not just a ton of important news that we need to get to. We also have a loaded guest schedule that you're not going to want to miss today. So today is the day. Share that link with your family and friends. Tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com. Tell them about the Alex Jones Show. Share that link. They're blocking us on the internet. They're blocking us on social media. So we need you, the human intelligence, to share today's link while we break it all down with these expert guests. So again, Alex Jones taking over here in just a minute. Then he's going to be interviewing Howard Kaplan for the remainder of the first hour. Austin Fletcher from Fleckus Talks joins me in the second hour. He's got all these great videos where he goes out on the streets and just shows the liberal indoctrination brainwashing for what it is. Leo Zagami then joins me at 12:30 Central. He's going to be talking about the populist nationalist uprising in Italy, as well as what's going on with the Bilderberg Group, which is meeting in Turin. Christopher Nawim will join me at the 1 o'clock hour to discuss everything President Trump has done for the veterans. We remember what the VA hospitals were like when Trump took over. Actually, they're coming back now, and the veterans are very grateful for that. He just signed a new deal this week. Christopher Nawim was part of that. He's going to break that down for us in the third hour. And then Dan Lyman, also from Turin, Italy, covering the Bilderberg Group for InfoWars Europe, will be joining me then before Dr. Nick Begich, an expert on all things globalism and Bilderberg Group, takes over the fourth hour. But now I throw to Alex Jones to update you on all the breaking news right now when it comes to President Trump, the G7, and the globalists collapsing.
That's right. And just this morning, Rob Reiner on The View, the guy that says we're in the middle of a revolution against America, the guy that says we should shut down conservative and libertarian and Christian voices, a truly monstrous globalist that put out all those fake videos with Morgan Freeman saying Trump's a Russian agent. All of that garbage. He went on and said, oh, we get our news from Alex Jones. That's the problem. Oh, America is in so much trouble. We get their news from InfoWars. And the truth is, I'm on a family vacation, a workcation part of the time. I have never been mobbed so much as I am right now by locals, by black people, by white people, by Coptic Christians, by Hispanic folks who are big Omar Navarro fans, by the way. It is unbelievable that I could be sitting under a cabana with a towel on my head, and you know, and people recognize my voice and just come in and shake my hand. It's amazing, and it shows how awake people are. And so, whatever the globalists try to do to InfoWars, the signal has already gone out. The dominoes are already falling. We're talking about nationalist patriots winning elections in dozens of countries the last year, and now it's accelerating all over the planet. People want freedom. People want liberty. Special elections in Canada, elections living in Latin America, people are pulling out of globalism. They're recognizing the multinational corporations as anti-free market and predatory. This is a big day. Now, that said, Trump obviously getting on Marine One this morning sent shockwaves around the world into the hearts of the neocons and the globalists and the neoliberals when he said, listen, I don't care what Trudeau, and I don't care what Macron, I don't care what other people say, we're bringing Russia back in to the G7. Again, 5 years ago, Obama and others had them taken out. And again, one of Trump's only failings is that he let them bully him into a position of not meeting with Putin for a year and a half officially, when normally that's one of the most important countries you meet with. They have nuclear weapons. They're a large nation, a big trading partner, very strategic. Obviously, all this Russia made-up fable has kept from that. But now, strong on the eve of him meeting with the North Korean dictator to try to end that whole regime and merge the two and phase out one of the greatest evils in history, with all the other big accomplishments happening, Spygate being one of the top stories and bringing the deep state to its knees, with all of this now, Trump is making his move boldly, saying, listen, all over Europe, all over the world, people understand that Russia's been given a raw deal. They understand that Russia's reformed. They understand that the very same globalist forces that took over Russia 100 years ago, literally 102 years ago now, are the enemy. And that humanity's waking up to these eugenicist social engineers, and we're waking up to atheism and anti-family garbage, and all of this being a prepackaged, admitted system of the robber barons to con the newly freed serfs of Europe and Russia back into slavery. But that's all declassified. That's all public. So here's Trump saying, I don't care what these other people say. Russia should be in this. Russia shouldn't be cut out. So he's making up for the year and a half of being on the defensive, boldly coming in, which I said when he first got elected, I said, your first meeting ought to be with Russia, to just get it out in the open, say it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm the president. Other presidents met with Russian leaders back when they were communist dictatorship. I'm allowed to meet with whoever I want. Isn't it good? We both got nuclear weapons. Let's be friends and move forward. But he didn't do that. But now he's doing it boldly, so history's happening. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next 2.5 years. So let's go ahead and play a clip of the president just a few hours ago.
Russia should be in this meeting. Why are we having a meeting without Russia being in the meeting? And I would recommend, and it's up to them, but Russia should be in the meeting. It should be a part of it. You know, whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in, because we should have Russia at the negotiating table.
And the president goes on from there to lay it out. This is total, complete common sense. It's reality. They got 10,000 nuclear weapons. They've been battling radical Islam. They were the first country to help us after 9/11. And they are really wanting to come to the table economically, and they want investment. They know that 90% of the investment's been in the third world and in China. They know that the U.S. hasn't had investment in its own country. They know that Russia was put under similar systems of economic control because we're Christian and because we're supposed to be broken. We have all the documents. We have Obama calling us bitter clingers. We have them calling us flyover country. There is an existential will to dominate Western culture by the mega banks, by the big tax-free foundations, by the Jeff Bezoses, by the Tim Cooks, by the Bill and Melinda Gates of the world, by the Warren Buffetts. All these stinking monsters, look it up, are the biggest recipients of banker bailouts, the biggest recipients of corporate welfare, the biggest recipients of tax-free operations. They are monsters. Their domestic money goes in tax-free foundations they can use however they want. Their foreign operations pay zero tax, or in the case of Google, 0.3%. This is the reality. I pay total, looking at all the taxes I pay every year, 64% of the money that comes in that I keep for my family is paid into taxes. There's no loopholes for Alex Jones, who's got close to 100 people employed. From the janitors to the packing crew, to the legal folks, to the camera crew operators, to the webmasters, to the video editors, to the writers, to the reporters, to the producers, to, you know, everybody. No, not there. And I'm somebody, again, who puts 95% of the money back in the military perspective of long-term war. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But we do need your support more than ever because we are now going into reserve to continue the expansion in the face of the enemy. And we will crush them. We will break their back. We see victory within sight on every level. We see the spirit of humanity awakening. But it's going to take prayer. It's going to take vigilance. It's going to take action on the streets. It's going to take action online. It's going to take never backing down, never giving in. And it's going to take wearing T-shirts out in the open that say InfoWars.com or Trump, Pence 2020. It's going to take exercising your free speech. It's going to take calling into C-SPAN, going and speaking at the city council. It's going to take going and finding out what's happening at your local public school, what they're teaching the young people. The left and the globalists have invaded every corner of our society. The church, the church, they are trying to sell us on absolute anti-tyranny. Within these bubbles they control, where our...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you. crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now, Republicans, you're the Alex Jones party. There is literally nothing too stupid and conspiratorial that you will not swallow.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And another one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process?
And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence. Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There was no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come. So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI? The CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory.
The crazier it gets, the more they like it. That's their jam.
And we are back live. Alex Jones here via the phone on the road. Alex Schroyer in the Central Texas News Center. A bunch of powerful guests coming up. In fact, the next guest is the key to bring down the whole globalist operation even faster and a lot less bloody. But first, you just saw a few of the clips of them in the last year and a half saying Trump's completely insane. No one was spying on him, even though they had admitted that they were spying on him. And even though 9 months ago they put out a Inspector General's report saying three times they were approached and given false information to give them warrants in parallel construction against Trump, which is totally illegal. So when you have the Inspector General report of the courts coming out issuing these things, you know you've got a serious, serious issue when the federal courts are saying we have major fraud going on. When Trump was only 6 months into office, they went public. So here's the big news. If you just tuned in, you just heard them saying that no one's spying on Trump. Now, remember, once they had to admit he was being spied on, and Clapper went on The View 3 weeks ago, and they all had to come out and admit it, he went, well, we are spying. We were spying, but I don't like to call it that. And then Bill Maher and people said, well, we weren't spying, but we were watching you because you're a damn Russian agent. So that's their game. Oh, Jones's source that we were spying on Trump was the New York Times story that he misread. I mean, you know, that he lied about. Hoping you don't go read the story, or if you do, it's that Jedi mind trick of, well, you crazy person, we weren't spying on you, we were just spying on you because you're full of dirty Russians. I mean, that's the level of the mind control we're dealing with. So what is InfoWars' big crime? Why are we the most hated by the globalist? It's because we have a memory, and I know I keep saying this every day because it's the key to everything. Resistance, standing up, having the truth, right on your side, and having a memory. And look, people have memories for stuff they like. I know guys that own baseball scores from 60 years ago for no reason. I know people that know, you know, what, how many yards the Terry Bradshaw threw for in Super Bowl, whatever. But they don't know about the three branches of government, and they don't remember any of these political things, because that's that boring adult stuff. Who wants to know about that? Well, our brains are designed to know about that. So Rob Reiner, a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars who claims he's a socialist and a communist, who's come out and said we're in a revolution against America and against the Midwest, and that we're in the final revolution and we're going to crush the American people. This guy came out on The View and said, oh, my God, we're in trouble. from Alex Jones. Well, no, you don't get your news. You get your way back machine. You get your memory. All we do is point out what has really gone on, what they said they would do versus what they did. Now, Trump loves that because Trump has about a 95% score on what he's actually delivered on and the promises he's kept. And we've been real mad at him on the few things he went back on. That said, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have basically a 100 score for lying. And it's not failure. They do it by design. They're globalists. They're henchmen. And now the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment are being removed, and so they're panicking. So here's Meathead, Mr. Rob Reiner, panicking, saying, oh, my God, they get their news from InfoWars. Here it is.
But this is the first time we've had a president that's supported by mainstream media. I mean, Fox is mainstream media. And there's, you know, between that and Breitbart and Sinclair and Alex Jones, there are 40% of the country are getting their news only there.
But there are also people getting their news from MSNBC
and
other that are left-leaning, so, you know, just
to balance it out. That's true. That is true. But you can't penetrate that 40%. And you can win elections with 40%. You don't need to move them.
This is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And, folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771. Now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much. Alex Jones on the road. Owen Troyer in the studio about to take over. We have a very, very special guest confronting Bill Clinton in a spectacular fashion. A lot of courage. We salute him. We'll be going to him in a moment. We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days, maybe 4 or 5 days max. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic Rainforest. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforest, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. It is amazing. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. It does not grow your hair back. They did a news review of it saying I said that and said I was a liar. We do not say that. But go read the thousands and thousands of reviews per item to see what it's done for other people. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off, and then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it, or until we have to have a new formulation. So get your X2 right now, as well as InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution. Again, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's changing history. This model could defeat the major global corporations that only fund globalism and fake neocon garbage. The left and that whole system. All the big universities are funded by the richest, most powerful corporations in the world. What you see at the universities, the anti-American, anti-capitalism, anti-free market, anti-family, pro-radical Islamic, pro-pedophile garbage. The anti-mother, anti-father agenda, the whole anti-human agenda is globalist run to stun humanity, to turn off our self-defense mechanisms, to turn off our survival mechanism, and put us into a catatonic state of globalist control. And the fact that you are out there financing us, the fact that you're out there supporting us, the fact that you're out there buying the products, the fact that you are out there taking action and praying for us and spreading the links and the articles is changing the world. You're seeing it happen, and I salute you and thank you. But we have more than 20 items at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I am extending the Memorial Day special that's become the beginning of summer super special until summer actually begins. What is that, like the 26th or so? But here's the key. A lot of these items are set to sell out, so I will keep some of the items up there 50% off that we've got plenty of in stock. But stuff that's about to sell out or that's getting low, like the X2, like the Brain Force, like the Alpha Power, things like that are only going to be for a few more days. We've got plenty of new Red Pill Plus now with energy. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So please take advantage of that. Now, bringing Owen Schroyer in here for this segment, the next, and then that little segment after that before his next guest comes on. Owen, I cannot stress enough how Howard Kaplan from Pennsylvania, who's about to join you, how he's changed the world. It no doubt pushed it over the top one in the election that hundreds and hundreds of people during live events pointed out that Bill Clinton has settled rape cases and that Hillary protected pedophiles. Folks doing that changed the world. They were trying to project lies onto Trump. We took back the narrative with the truth. Well, I've said that if folks go out to Bill Clinton's book signings and Comey signings and Hillary's events and all of them, like he's coming to do this Sunday in Austin, oh, you're going to be there outside, but folks that get tickets to go in, the courage of standing in that hostile crowd and saying, Jeffrey Epstein, what you did, Lolita Express, convicted pedophiles, all of this is so powerful, and what this gentleman has done, I feel in my gut, is the next catalyst for others to do, just like that first young man that jumped over the fence, and I'm not saying you should do that, but he jumped up to the fence during Fox being live on the street about 6 months before the election with weekend show with now weeknight host, and getting up there with Tucker Carlson and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist with that T-shirt on, that began the dominoes falling, and I believe that Howard has begun the dominoes falling. So here's a few minutes of him just a few nights ago, and we need to have this video go mega viral, confronting Bill Clinton with facts and the hissing crowd and the hissing security people saying he's a liar when all of it is 100% true. Here it is.
Why did you fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express 26 times? 26 times, Bill. Why? What were you doing on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? He knows. James Patterson knows who Jeffrey Epstein is. Child sex trafficker, you flew on 26 times.
Shut up.
What, you got nothing to say? You know you did it. James, tell him who it is.
This isn't open session.
It's not an open session?
Not for questions. Okay. So you can keep this.
You wrote a book on Jeff 26 times, Bill.
If you go sit down, then I can continue. You can't disrupt the event.
You didn't investigate it.
Okay, let's go.
You didn't investigate it. Look it up. Jeffrey Epstein. Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. We know, Bill. We know, Bill.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, have a good time, folks.
Can you guys name the person in your early life?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay, so again, we're going to play more of the clip coming up, but this is how you do it. This is how you force the issue out. This is how you reach out to people. This is how you change the world. So, Howard, we salute you. We commend you. I'm going to let you take over here with Owen, but you're a hero, my friend. I mean, what it takes to do that, I've done similar things myself, and when you go into a nest of these people, I mean, quite a few of them even know the agenda and are on board with it. It's true evil. So we commend you for going into that den of evil.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Again, I mean, why did you decide to do this? What was in your heart? I mean, describe what it was like to be there, you know, in front of that creature.
I've done similar events with Hillary and Joe Biden. So, you know, when I saw that Bill was coming around, it was just another opportunity. I live in Philadelphia, so there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of events that come to Philadelphia. I can get to D.C. I can get to New York, and it just, you know, it just seemed like the thing to do.
Well, the House of Clinton is key to the whole blackmailing operation. It's going down right now. And the faster we can accelerate their complete collapse, the better for the world, the better for the country. Again, this is a domino effect. If you're a new listener, the whole globalist system uses pedophilia and sex crimes as control. That's all coming out now. Trump's rolling that up. So I'm gonna turn things over to you, my friend, and to Owen. Just amazing job, because, again, if you challenge others to go out and do what you've done, if people do this in Austin out on the street, if we take full control of the narrative from these monsters that want to destroy our families and who are so brazen, he'll go down. He's far worse than Bill Cosby, far worse than Harvey Weinstein, and I've risked my life point blank to get in their face. That's why they're coming after me right now, and I'm glad to do it for the children. I'm not a hero. I just have survival instinct, but you're a hero as well, and we are together here, my friend, in this fight. So Howard, please continue, and God bless both of you, and God bless the entire crew.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right, so we're actually about to go to a break here, so we'll get more into this with Howard on the other side. But here's why this is so key. If Hillary Clinton can go to a rally in front of 500 people and have nobody stands up, she thinks humans are a joke. She thinks she can step on your face. If Bill Clinton can go to a book tour and have thousands of people attend and nobody stand up for him, the criminal that he is, they think humans are a joke. They think America is a joke. So that's why standing up to these people and letting them know we're not taking it anymore. You're not getting away with this anymore. That is the key to this. Resistance is victory.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them the library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Let me explain the significance of doing what Howard Kaplan did at the Bill Clinton book tour, what we're doing this Sunday at 6 p.m. Central outside of Bass Concert Hall here for Bill Clinton's book tour in Austin, Texas. What many of this audience did during the presidential election cycle, going to Hillary Clinton events and shouting Bill Clinton is a rapist. Do you want to know where people like Hillary Clinton derive much of their arrogance and hubris that you can see in that face right there? It's because they can get away with massive crimes, from what they did to Haiti to petty crimes like stealing silverware and furniture from the White House on their departure from the White House. And then they can go in front of a crowd of people and give a speech and have everyone in that crowd totally brainwashed, totally dilapidated, and won't stand up to them. That's where they get their hubris. It's like a bully. A bully in school who goes around bullying everybody and nobody stands up to him, just going to keep bullying people, going to walk around the cafeteria picking on people like they own the place. But as soon as that one individual stands up, all of a sudden, another individual stands up. All of a sudden, another individual stands up. All of a sudden, the whole school stands up and that bully is no more. So that's why this is so key. Now, Howard Kaplan, the video has gone viral, confronts Bill Clinton at his book signing event. Now, what you saw Howard do, Howard, can you imagine, though, just with how powerful your video is, can you imagine if there were 6 or 7 other people in that audience, and then after you stood up and said it, someone else stood up and said it? And then the third person stood up and said it. I mean, that's game changing. That's world changing.
That's my dream, Owen, to have 10, 20, 30 people escort me out. And then the next one gets up and the next one gets up. And, you know, people can do this, man. It's not that difficult.
And how do we get people to understand what this is really about? This isn't about Howard Kaplan and going and celebrating and patting himself on the back because he got a viral video. This is about Howard Kaplan standing up for truth and showing other Americans that they can do the same thing. That's what this is about. And like you said, if Howard Kaplan does it, okay, it gets a viral video. Maybe it inspires others. If 6-7 people in that audience do it, all of a sudden, you just changed the narrative of the event. You just changed the game of Bill Clinton's event. Now, all of a sudden, it became a Me Too protest. Now, all of a sudden, the story is 7 people protest Bill Clinton. Then at the next event, there's 10. Then at the next event, there's 20. And that's, I think, the snowball you're trying to get rolling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has nothing to do with me. It's about confronting these people and letting them know that the game is over. And, you know, particularly when it comes to Epstein, you know, the Today Show wants to bring up Monica Lewinsky and people think that was a tough question. That wasn't a tough question. Why you flew on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane 26 times ditching Secret Service? That's a tough question because he has no answer.
And of course he doesn't. And all they do is they just escort you out of the building. But I'm just curious because when I watched that, at the end of that video, there were people saying, oh, you're insane, you're insane. My response is, no, he's the only sane one in the crowd. He is the only sane one there. He's the only one that still has a brain. He's the only one that still has a memory. He's the only one that still has courage. And I just wonder, was there anyone there in that crowd that even asked you about what you were doing? Was there anyone that was curious about what you were talking about? Or did they all just go right into the brainwashed state of mind to say, oh, he's insane. Oh, how rude.
Well, the crowd shouts you down, and that's to be expected. The guy who called me insane was actually Secret Service. He was younger. But, you know, I had contact with about 3 or 4 Secret Service. And they were all very respectful. The gentleman who escorted me out, he was Secret Service. He, you know, I was really surprised because I didn't realize it until afterward. He said, sir, please sit down. And I just expected automatically to get kicked out. I didn't even realize I had the opportunity to sit back down until like after the fact. But, nobody in there was going to get up and support me, even if they, but I kind of got the feeling that, you know, people were like, what is he talking about? So hopefully, you know, I'm not doing it for the crowd, you know, but hopefully somebody would go back and, look up, you know, Jeffrey Epstein because they probably don't even know about it.
No, that's actually interesting. I noticed how he said, please sit down. And I wasn't sure if he forced you to get out or what happened there. So I'm glad that you kind of clarified that. But they probably would. They may have kicked you out eventually. But the Secret Service, I mean, I would imagine.
Well, I would have gotten up again, so they would have picked me up, sure.
Right. Now, and I would imagine, I mean, we've had, you know, experiences with Secret Service. Obviously, everybody within Secret Service is their own individual outside of whatever their work is. But, you know, we've had Secret Service that, I mean, they know what's going on. You know, I mean, they know what's going on. They do their research. They know what their job is and who they're protecting. And they obviously do it well, no matter who the protector or who they're supposed to protect. But it's interesting to me how you're saying the one guy though was young, saying that you were insane.
Yeah, he was a younger Secret Service agent.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine he may end up having a conversation with some of the elder statesmen there of the Secret Service, and they might say, "Hey, you know, that guy's not as insane as you think, dude."
Right. Well, I would hope so. You know, one thing I found very interesting when I went in, because I've seen Bill Clinton confronted, you know, several times, and he always comes back at people. One years ago, somebody confronted him about being at Bohemian Grove, and Bill got all snarky on stage. So I was expecting Bill to get up and say something, you know, to me. And what he did, he leaned over and he was whispering to James Patterson. And James, you can't hear it in the video, but James Patterson actually responded because James Patterson wrote a book about Epstein a couple years ago. He co-authored a book, and James Patterson said something about how it's been investigated and there was nothing there. So James Patterson knows he was on the plane, but he says nothing inappropriate happened, and which is, you know, 26 times. I mean, it's absurd.
Well, how does he? What does that mean? How does he know nothing inappropriate happened? He wasn't on the plane.
Exactly. He doesn't. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. That's the thing. And he's saying it like it's some kind of fact, like he was there.
It is a good point you make. Usually Bill Clinton responds to this. I mean, we saw it multiple times during the presidential campaigning. You saw it multiple times after. He will respond. He actually will respond to the audience. Even when he does some of these interviews, I mean, I even gave him credit for standing up for himself. I'm not saying I agreed with him. I even gave him credit in the one interview, I think it was CBS Boston, where he's getting called out for the Me Too stuff. He even stood up for himself there. He even kind of stood up and said, you know, screw you, basically. So it is amazing. It seems like this is the first time where Bill has ever kind of been crippled, if you will, for thought or response, bringing up the Epstein deal. That I think that really shows you that's his Achilles heel.
Yeah, absolutely. And then having James Patterson speak for him. I mean, I was definitely surprised. I was waiting for him to come back at me, and it never happened.
Well, and you just got to wonder what James Patterson's motivation in this whole deal is. Is he trying to sell books? Is he friends with Bill? I don't know the nature of his Jeffrey Epstein book or why he wrote that. But now all of a sudden, you know, it's like, Patterson, do you realize what you're even standing up for here? I mean, like you said, you have to assume the guy written a book on Epstein, he has to know about the Lolita Express. He has to know about Bill Clinton ditching Secret Service to get on that plane 26 times on record. I mean, right? And if he knows that, well, then why is he up there acting like you're crazy for even bringing it up?
I couldn't agree more. And I didn't find out, you know, in this whole thing, James Patterson to me was just going to be, you know, an innocent bystander in all this. And a few days before the event, I was looking up. James Patterson lived like a mile from Jeffrey Epstein in Palm Beach. So he became very interested in the case. And he wrote the book. I'm like, wow, there's a James Patterson connection here. I mean, that just, you know, that just changed the game for me. And, it changed what I was going to do. And I was going to talk to James Patterson about it also. I mean, it's come on.
But that does kind of give the perfect opportunity to bring up the Epstein Island because Patterson's covered it. Clinton's, flown on the plane. So it is a good opportunity. Well, Howard Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you change the world. One act of defiance at a time. One act of resistance at a time. And if the next time Bill Clinton has one of these and 10 people stand up, that changes the world right there, folks. That is history. That is what we're doing here. Thank you so much, Howard Kaplan, for joining us at PGHowie2 on Twitter, at PGHowie2 on Twitter. That is before they probably want to block him there, so follow him before he gets blocked.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.